الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Regarding the advices for youth, today we will discuss an important question which arises in the minds of the youth. It is regarding what is deen and what is dunya. There are two terms used very frequently. One is deen and one is dunya. So today we will see briefly what are the meanings. So first of all, deen. What is deen? Deen is actually what Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has prescribed for us. Whatever orders Allah Ta'ala has given to us, this is called deen. It is also described in a way that it is a way of living for a Muslim, as prescribed by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So deen has actually two things. There are some do's and there are some don'ts. Few things which Allah Rabbul Izzat has said us to do, and few things which Allah Rabbul Izzat wants us to abstain from. So these two things collectively are called deen. To do something or to stop from something. And all the prophets have come to the earth to disclose these things. So what Allah Rabbul Izzat wants from us? Yesterday we covered that topic, that Allah Rabbul Izzat has created us on our wish. We choose to get closer to Allah. So now prophets are coming to the earth to disclose that you chose to get closer to Allah. Now as you chose, so now you should follow and you should bear the amana now. So prophets disclose or unveil what Allah Rabbul Izzat wants from us. And we have to follow that because we chose that. Allah Rabbul Izzat tell us, what do you want? We will do it and get closer to you. So now only Allah Ta'ala is disclosing the way in which we can get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. If we will do what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do, we will get closer. If we will abstain or stop from things which Allah Ta'ala wants us to stop from, then we will get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So whatever do's and don'ts prophets disclosed is actually called deen. So term deen has all these teachings. Now the term dunya. So dunya, as we know, actually is Arabic of the world. In Urdu we also use this term dunya. In Arabic also it's called dunya. So it's actually this world. Now this dunya has two kinds of things. Or we can say three kinds of things. Few things are praiseworthy. And few things are blameworthy, which are not good. Good in relation to getting closer to Allah Rabbul Izzah. So dunya has many things. Dunya has good things, good aspects, and also the bad things and bad aspects. So praiseworthy and good things are those which help us to get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzah. And the blameworthy and the bad things are those which further us from Allah Rabbul Izzah. So it means, this is a very important point, dunya, when we say dunya, so in this world there are few good things, a few bad things. Dunya is not all good. Allah Ta'ala has created evil in this dunya also. Why? The question is why? Why Allah Ta'ala created evil? So Allah Rabbul Izzah created evil to test us whether we will opt the evil or not. So dunya is not all good. Dunya has good and evil. Dunya has some praiseworthy things and some blameworthy things. And few things are there, or few acts are there, which are neither blameworthy nor praiseworthy. Which are all routine things, like eating, like playing, like walking. So this point is important to understand, that dunya is not all good. So when dunya is not all good, then now we can understand why sometimes we see in Quran and Hadith that dunya has been condemned. Hadith are actually words and acts of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should know what hadith is. Hadith is acts and words of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Quran and Hadith, in these sometimes we see that dunya has been condemned. So at this point sometimes a person get confused that whole dunya has been condemned. Or partially. So we should know that dunya has been condemned, that things have been condemned, which are blameworthy, which actually further us from Allah Rabbul Izzah. Those things which help us to get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzah are not been condemned. These are praiseworthy things. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم ننساهم كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا وما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون. Who took their religion as distraction and amusement, and whom the worldly life deluded. So today we will forget them just as they forget the meeting of the day of theirs, and for having rejected our verses. So in this verse Allah Ta'ala condemned that dunya. The few people take deen as amusement, as a joke, as a fern. And why they do so? Because their dunya, hayatu dunya, the worldly life actually deluded them. So that part of dunya has been condemned, which farther us from Allah Ta'ala, which farther us from deen. Now we should know what the deen is. Deen is that thing which help us to get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzah. So whenever somebody says, deen says this, what does it mean? That Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this act help us to get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzah. So obviously, we cannot understand from our mind, from our wisdom, that what thing help us to get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzah. Because our mind is restricted. It depends on five senses. Our eyes, our taste buds, our ears, etc. So whatever information we get from these five senses actually goes to the brain, and we decide according to that. As Allah Rabbul Izzat, we can't see Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we have never met Him. So we don't know what are the likings and dislikings of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So only Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can tell what are the likings and dislikings of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So deen means the likings and dislikings of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So if I want to get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then I should know His likings and dislikings. And I should act according to His likings and dislikings so that I can get closer to Him, so that I can please Him. So deen is actually the way we can please Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if he will be pleased by me or by us, then we can get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So dunya, when we say that dunya has been condemned in Quran and Hadith, that means that part of dunya has been condemned which distracts us from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So now we should understand that our acts can be classified as dunya and deen depending on how much they are helping us to getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. For example, a person is praying salah, namaz. A person is praying, but he is praying to show other people, so that they can admire me. Now, look at this salah, look at this prayer. That this prayer is dunya, 100% dunya. Why? Although he is praying in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but his niyyah is there to show other people. His niyyah is not to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. His niyyah is to show the people. So, such kind of salah or namaz or prayer is actually getting him distant from Allah Ta'ala, because Allah Ta'ala doesn't like such kind of salah. And on other hand, a person is actually doing a business, is maybe a shopkeeper, but this shopkeeping, this business can be deen if he will do according to the rulings of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the dunya and deen are classified according to this definition. What act is actually actually according to the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Which act is actually helping a person to get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat? Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Look at that. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. So woe to those who pray. Allah Ta'ala is saying that woe to those who pray, who الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, but who are heedless of their prayer. And in other words, he says الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ, who show to other people. So that is the thing which should be understood. And similarly, in other words, Allah Ta'ala says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تَجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Men, Allah Ta'ala describes his men, the good men whom their commerce nor sale distracts from the remembrance of Allah and performance of prayer and giving of zakah. They fear a day in which the hearts and eyes will fearfully turn about. So in this verse, Allah Ta'ala describes a good person, a mu'min person, how that he is indulged in commerce and sale, but he is not heedless to Allah Ta'ala. He does the commerce and trade and sale according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person is doing deen. So we can conclude that for a mu'min, for a Muslim who believes in Allah Rabbul Izzat, actually nothing is dunya. Why? Because he is indulged in this world for Allah Rabbul Izzat. If he is going to a school, his niyyah is to get the knowledge. And if he will get the knowledge, he can understand religion, he can understand Allah Rabbul Izzat, he can understand this world which Allah Rabbul Izzat has created, and he can become beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat. With this niyyah, this going to the college, this going to the university is also a deen. It depends on the niyyah. It depends on what he thinks. And if he is doing ibadah, obviously this is deen. So ibadah, praying to Allah Rabbul Izzat, going to college, coming back to home, looking at your parents with love, all this is deen if it is done according to the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So for a mu'min, a Muslim, 24 hours, 7 days a week is actually deen. But if he gets some training for that, then it will be a deen. So a person should not be confused by these two words, dunya and deen. The only that part of dunya has been condemned which furthers from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That part of dunya which help us to get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat is not being condemned. So that's what Allah Rabbul Izzat say in Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Our Lord, give us in this world that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. So this verse actually train us how to deal with the dunya. So ask from Allah that part of dunya which is hasana, which is good, which help us to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. The evil part of dunya, we should abstain from it. And we should look into the teachings of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to get the knowledge what is good and what is evil. What is the good part of the dunya, what is evil part of the dunya. So may Allah help us to get this knowledge and to get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.